Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, worry about the health impacts of vinyl chloride exposure after February's train derailment. Seven CDC workers investigating the incident also reported symptoms. About 10 years ago, Paulsboro, New Jersey, faced a similar incident when 24,000 gallons of the carcinogenic gas leaked from a derailed train in November of 2012. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports some residents are still dealing with the impacts of that derailment today.
Terrifying scene in a small town, a train derailment that said hazardous chemicals, a gas called vinyl chloride.
It was volunteer firefighter Glenn Remick's weekend off, and he was sleeping when he got the 7 a.m. dispatch. A Conrail train crossing a bridge in Paulsboro derailed, sending four cars into the Mantua Creek. When Remick arrived on the scene, he thought it was a foggy morning, but in reality, he was wading through a highly toxic gas. He's now retired, but when he heard about the news of the train derailment in East Palestine, it struck him how those dangers still exist in his hometown.
It's only when there's a rail incident somewhere else or an anniversary or something like that that people start to talk about it. Other than that, it's kept quiet.
But for Tricia Delawayokono, who lived 4 miles from the accident, it's always on her mind.
Watching a train go by a railroad as you're sitting in your car is triggering.
Delawayokono vividly remembers the sugary burn in her mouth after the accident.
It tastes sweet, but it tastes like a chemical sweetness that you know is something is not right. And then I started feeling like a tight band was around my head and it just kept closing in on my head during the day.
Those symptoms lasted days, but Delawayokono worries about the potential for future health problems.
The fear doesn't go away.
Vinyl chloride can cause dizziness and headaches, and higher levels can make people unconscious or even kill them. Long-term exposures can increase the risk of cancer. Delawayokono's neighborhood was not evacuated, something that still angers her. Her son, Liam, was just 2 years old at the time. And for her family, the trauma continues to this day.
My then 2-year-old was suffering from really bad nosebleeds. But at the time, that seemed to be the only symptom. And then when he went to school in kindergarten, the teacher said to us, your child has short-term memory loss.
Delawayokono says her son, now 12, still suffers from that 2012 train accident.
Fast forward to 2020. And he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And the first thing the doctor said to me was tell me about his chemical exposures.
At the time of the accident, Gary Stevenson was deputy fire chief. It all happened right behind his house. He called 911.
Hello?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah, a train. It's spewing out all kind of gas. It derailed into the Mantua Creek.
Okay.
The bridge collapsed.
I just saw nothing but trains all over all of my property. In the water, leaning over the bridge, getting ready to fall into the water.
Stevenson is now the mayor of Paulsboro. He says a blood test shortly after the accident showed high levels of vinyl chloride, and he was advised to get regular medical checkups. The New Jersey Health Department determined the chemical leak caused reversible health effects, like eye irritation and headache, but no agency has conducted any long-term health studies.
That's a disgrace on multiple fronts.
Conrail was warned 23 times about the faulty railroad bridge in the year prior to the accident, found the National Transportation Safety Board. But the agency said the company failed to address the dangers. It made several recommendations to improve emergency response and rail safety. Today, there's a new railroad bridge. There's been more first responder training, and rail compliance is being audited. But at least 6 of the recommendations have not yet been fully implemented. The NTSB recommended railroads transporting hazardous materials help develop emergency response plans in communities, but say the U.S. Department of Transportation has done nothing about it. Mayor Stevenson still worries. Trains carrying hazardous liquids pass through his town frequently.
Here I am mayor now. I never get a thing from the railroad or the NTSB. People kind of forget about it. And guess what? Another accident's going to happen because nothing was followed up on.
A Conrail spokesperson said the company deeply regrets the accident and that it's invested about $24 million a year on track and bridge improvements. Tricia Delawayokono is now a mom of 4. She traveled to D.C. to attend a hearing after the East Palestine derailment. She says she feels for the town's mothers.
And knowing what I know now, a decade later, we're still dealing with health issues from our exposures. And to just think that that's what their future could entail, it's just really hard, and my heart breaks for them.
She wants Congress to pass legislation that would strengthen federal safety regulations. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.